Theater Memphis presents Noises Off. That's going to open on the Laurie stage this Friday, and that's going to run through May the 13th. And they'll have a special Wednesday performance on May the 9th. So everybody else who's doing shows can come to the theater and see their buddies on stage. And this is a great cast directed by Anne-Marie Hall. She joins me in the studio along with one of her cast members, Kim Justice. Nice to have you both here.
Bonjour.
It's good to be here.
I know you were in rehearsal really late last night, so thank you for getting up so early today. Well, now sources tell me, a.k.a. your press release, that this show is a comedic romp. Is there any truth to that at all?
No, it's a very serious play.
I cry every night.
I make Kim cry every night for all the wrong reasons. Kim, get it right. Just get it right one more time.
Sardines.
It's a play about doors and sardines.
You have to have a sturdy set for this show.
Oh, you have to have a very sturdy set. Not only a sturdy set, but a sturdy set that comes apart and moves around to show you the other side of the stage, and then moves around again to show the other side of the stage.
So this is a play within a play, and it's British, and I was going to ask you, there's a word. What is the word that I wanted to ask you about? What is a posset mill anyway?
What is a posset mill? A 16th century posset mill. It's where they made possets.
Oh, okay.
Yes. What are possets? Large possets live there.
They mill them.
They milled the posets in the mill.
That answers my question.
And he's so proud of his 16th century posset mill. And I just imagine these little dead possets all over the place. Yeah.
Well, this is by Michael Frayn. And he sort of got the inspiration for this in a great way.
He's sitting backstage watching all this crazy stuff go on. He said, man, there's some crazy stuff that goes on backstage. I think I'll write a play about it while I'm not translating Chekhov, which is what he did. Which is kind of funny because every time they start doing something and want to know why they're doing something, I was like, guys, it's not Chekhov. Just do it. Just about being funny.
So it's a play within a play, and each act takes place at a certain course.
Right.
Throughout the play.
Right. The first act is right before opening night, the night before opening night, hours before opening night, when they're
minutes
before their first tech dress when it's 1 a.m. and they're all frazzled. And they're all very nice people who've been in rehearsal a couple of weeks trying to be nice to each other. And the second act takes place backstage while they're on their tour of these. I mean, it's a B company. It's not an A company Broadway show. And the second act is all the stuff that happens backstage while the show's going on the other side of the set. And all that craziness that has to happen in quiet, or presumed quiet. And then the third act, it pulls around and they're yet in another town and the company is just totally falling apart. So it's all of those. It's like that. It's like I say, people go to see live theater like they go to see car races. You go for the wrecks.
That's right. If there's not an third explosion, act, it's not that much fun.
What's the point of watching the cars go in a circle? You watch people on stage and you're going to see some wrecks.
Kind of like my show the other day. Anyway, I want to know about your character. Tell us about who's the cast. Okay, we know Kim's in the cast, but stellar lineup.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got Kim Justice. I had to cast her. I think she's got pictures of me doing something, and I had to cast her. Tony Isbell, Brian Everson, Melissa Walker-Moore, Chelsea Robinson, Michael Bouchard. Am I saying Bouchard? Michael will call me later and tell me to correct that. Lauren Rachel, Chris Tracy, and Barry Fuller.
The very funny Barry Fuller.
Well, now tell me about your character in the show.
Well, I play Dottie Ottley, who is a former television star.
A television star?
Yes.
Is that a euphemism?
I think it's fading television.
Fading. I think fading is a very good word. Who is trying to put a little something by, trying to invest a little something in this tour, and revitalize her fame on this lovely second-rate tour around the lower touring around England with this lovely farce. And put a little something by. So she's invested some money into this tour and is and it's so high quality. She's
very
gotten her friend, her friend Lloyd, to direct. They've put together this show, and she's playing Mrs. Clackett.
Or Crackett, or Flockett.
Crackett,
or
Flockett,
or Mockett, whatever. They're always messing her name up.
I love your hair.
You've got a lovely streak. It's so very lovely.
Is that blonde?
Well, it's a whitish streak that's natural in tone.
It's kind of Harlow-esque. That's kind of nice.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Sadly, you don't get to see it at all in
She's
the show.
She's a redhead in the show.
Redhead in the show.
I just think it adds such character.
Thank you.
Well, she's involved with a younger man in the show. And, you know, Kim, she's pushing 80. So we had to do something. We put a little red wig on her, you know, just kind of liven her up some.
Give me a little life, please. Yeah.
So it's very, very, very British.
Very British. British farce. Yeah. Yeah.
And like very Benny Hill in many ways.
Well, because in typical British farce, there's lots of door slamming. I mean, we worked a lot on timing. I'm always going, okay, you know when that other door is closing, because before it even closes, you've opened your door. So it's bang, 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 you're on, bang, you're off. You know, it's very funny. And it's typical Benny Hill stuff. And you do have somebody running around, a woman who runs around on stage a lot in her underwear, and men drop their trousers at any given moment. There's men walking with trousers around their legs.
I love it. It's my kind of show.
It's your kind of show.
Oh, yes.
It's your kind of show. You know what I love? It seems like you, your kids are grown now. I mean, your kids are growing up.
They're getting older.
They're getting older. But I mean, that's allowed you to do a lot more work than you were doing at one time when they were little bitty. And that's been so nice to see.
Well, it's certainly a treat for me.
Honey,
get
can
me
you
out of the house.
Oh yeah, she's brought Brooks and Nora James to rehearsal, and I said, of course you can bring them, but you know the way I speak, which I don't use these kind of words on the radio, but how Anne-Marie is. And she said afterwards, she told Nora James, says, now you know you don't listen to things Miss Anne-Marie says.
Too late, Mom.
Oh my gosh, how long have you been in rehearsal for this?
About a month. Yeah. What would you do? 4 weeks, 5 weeks, something like that. Mm-hmm.
So it's getting down to the wire.
Yeah. And it was a tricky one to rehearse because I rehearse a lot in French scenes. Well, it's a British farce, so they don't believe in French scenes. But French scenes being that whenever anybody makes an entrance or an exit, you can work with a group of people because they were usually written that way. Like it's a three or four people, two people scene.
Gotcha.
Somebody exits, somebody else comes on. I can work very segmented. This one had everybody. I couldn't do French scenes because in five pages they were in and out 15 times. So this
and it's all about the timing.
And it's timing.
You know, even
it's ensemble.
If someone only walks in and walks out in the scene, their walking in and walking out is vital to the scene.
Vital to the timing, so they don't run into somebody. They may be carrying a bottle or grabbing a bottle or grabbing an axe or hitting someone with an axe or throwing a bottle across stage.
You know, really, I mean, as an actor, you're just, it's really, you're thinking the whole time. You can't let yourself, can't be a lull or you might, you know, your brain might trip.
Lulls do not happen.
It truly, especially the second act, is a roller coaster ride. Because once they start the play within the play that's going on the backstage of the house and the audience is watching what's going on theoretically backstage, once they set that little roller coaster in motion, it's got to keep going.
Man.
It doesn't slow down.
Jeez.
And you can't slow down to take an extra take or to do this or think I'll pick up that bottle twice instead of once because somebody's depending on you being there on the mark on the next spot.
And that's why you got to have top-notch.
Oh, yeah.
Top-notch folks.
And these people have worked hard.
There's some heavy-duty cardio going on.
Oh, yeah.
I got
a guy falling down the stairs. You know, he's tying his shoelaces together and jumping around and hopping like a little Easter bunny.
Well, I was going to say, it must feel like a marathon at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
You're huffing and puffing. Well, the blocking of the second act took a long time because it's setting, we'd have to do little bitty segments. Okay, here's this bit, and it leads into this bit. Now, what's the dialogue? Now we'll get the dialogue that's going on that you're doing this to on the other side. And I know we finally got on stage because Theater Memphis was great, have been so great to us. I mean, they got the setup ASAP, let us be on the set for a week before we even start tech. Because the set is an actor and we have to move the set around.
Sure.
But when they all got up there, I said, okay, I'm spending the next 3 nights just working act two. And they said, what? And so we would work act two, a bit of act two for like 2 or 3 hours, and it would run 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was like animation.
Yeah, it was like animation.
Say, okay,
it was like building animation.
We'd do this for an hour, and then we'd run it, and it would be a 30-second segment.
And they go,
what? That's
they
all?
They go, oh, that's it? And I said, yes. Okay, let's work tomorrow night on the next 10 minutes. I mean, the second act only run, last night, the second act ran 35 minutes.
Wow.
And you think it takes forever to build it. It's like, well, you couldn't build it on a flat space.
Yeah.
You know, we built it in the rehearsal hall. And I said, we're not going to work on this too much till we get on the set because it's two sets of stairs going up and doors. And you think you're going to take 5 steps to there, it's going to take you 10.
Man.
So. And going up.
And going up with your shoelaces tied.
Right.
with a cactus in your hand.
And you never find the sardines ever? Oh, they're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
They're everywhere. They are. There's at least four plates of sardines. Endless, and I think sardines. I was looking for my phone last night in one of the couch cushions and went, oh, but I found a sardine.
It's just, I mean, this is so different from what you've normally done as an actor. I mean, I don't know, have you been in this show before?
I actually did this show about 20 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So from a different perspective then.
Well, from the brain perspective, it's a lot more difficult now. I'll tell you that.
You weren't thinking that hard about it back then.
No, it was a lot easier back then.
You can imagine, because she is off stage in the second act doing something very silly and has to go on and be in the middle of whatever scene she was doing. So she runs on, oh, I'm looking for the sardines. Where Emma, she walks off. She's playing another scene back here, but I'm so upset about this. Oh, I have to go back on. Oh, here, I'm looking for the newspaper. Mm-hmm. You got to keep all that in your head.
It's the most fun. And it's the most fun kind
of show. And it's funny, the things that repeat themselves. Tony plays the director in the house. He has his character yells, stop, stop. And while we're stopped, I want to discuss this. And I went, while we're stopped. I said, really, while we're stopped, I want to work on this. A lot of art reflecting life on the stage. But you don't have to be in theater to enjoy it. Because I've gone with some friends of mine who are not involved in theater. I saw it at Georgia Shakes last summer. And they're like, that's the funniest stuff I've ever seen.
It just makes you want to be an actor, doesn't it?
Yeah. They made a film of it, but they made it American and put it like on Broadway, which I thought was really crazy.
Carol Burnett was in there.
Yes. Yeah. And it's good. And it's very well cast and it's fun. But I think what's so great about the show is that it's live. And you're watching all this stuff happening right then. And that's what's brilliant about it, is that it's immediate. It's right there. And you know that what's happening here, I'm watching the backstage happen, and what's happening on stage right now. That's what's beautiful about it. It's immediate.
And you're almost holding your breath like, are they going to be able to, oh my God.
Tony Isbell caught that whiskey bottle from 20 feet with one hand, going up the steps as Brian Everson's with his shoelaces tied together, throwing it off the stage.
It was beautiful.
And it's a one-hand catch. We all went, wow. You'll never do that again.
Right.
So I was going to ask you about Barry Fuller and what he gets to do. Should I ask you, or should we have people be surprised?
Well, like I said, some of the men drop their trousers.
There is lots of trouser dropping.
Yeah, it's lots of
very, very naughty.
I think there's one man in the cast who does not drop his trousers, but he does have to fall down the set. So he has his shoelaces tied together. But yeah, he doesn't
drop his trousers, does he?
He does not. But Barry does some very funny things, which we can't discuss.
We can't discuss now. But all the more reason for people to buy a ticket and show up and sit in the audience.
Yes. Oh, he's wonderful.
So Noises Off, opening on the Laurie stage this Friday, and that's going to run through May the 13th. On Thursday, 7:30 performances. Then Fridays and Saturdays, of course, there's an 8 o'clock curtain, and then Sunday matinees at 2. The Pay What You Can performance is tomorrow night at 7:30, so you can see the final dress, and that's always fun.
Yeah, come to the Pay What You Can Thursday night for sure.
Yeah,
we need an audience.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got two more nights of rehearsal. It's just me just kind of taking notes, going, okay, faster, funnier.
Yeah.
Do it right this time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, so get your tickets and call the box office, and remember that special Wednesday performance on May the 9th, so put that on your calendar. You can get your tickets by calling the box office at Theater Memphis, and that number is 682-8323, or you can go to their website, theatermemphis.org. Noises Off by Michael Frayn, with a great cast and a terrific director. Anne-Marie Hall and Kim Justice have been my guests this morning, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks
so
much.
Oh, you won't want to miss it, love.
Checking in the Arts is made possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, performing at the annual Symphony in the Gardens on the lush grounds of the Dixon Saturday, May 12th. Gates open at 4. Concert begins at 6. Picnics, beverages, and lawn chairs are welcome. Tickets and information available at 537-2525 or memphissymphony.org.